Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it wasn't about the Colts coming up this season of 2015 to flake gay goals for Andrew Luck this past Sunday. It was all about the kids, and boy, there were tons of them. 455 total split into two sessions indoors at the Mellencamp Pavilion, which, holds noise well, like the blare of the on-site DJ, who, like me, is obviously hard of hearing, or at least starting to lose his hearing. But that being said, I did talk with the Colts signal caller, along with some of my reporting brethren, asked him the impact that has had this program in conjunction with Riley Hospital for Children, Indiana University Health, with the turnout that, was so quite evident from so many Monroe County kids showing up.
Great turnout. It's been a lot of fun. This camp isn't about becoming the best football player, basketball player, soccer player, whatever it is. It's about taking charge of your own health, hopefully learning, you know, something about your food intake, about what quick feet, powering up, push-ups, catching a football.
Do you think the message is getting through to the kids in these last 2 years with these record numbers here?
Yeah, I think so. And the in-school challenges that have reached thousands of kids. We have a kids club this summer online that's been up and going, and over 1,000 kids participating as well. And so, you know, as long as a kid really just has fun and learns one thing that they can take back, I think that's important.
Well, that's Andrew Luck and Change the Play, the program, quite
looking
a program that's come
onto
the scene.
On
I'm out for sports, show number
George
7 in studio,
really
vacationing, but joining us on the phone behind the scenes with IU
yes,
Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, plus IU Women's Soccer Coach, Amy Burberry. Cubs game 2 with the Reds tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm
weather,
Joe Smith.
Climate change, economy, war. So that's what I think my mission is. 1 to 5 a.m. on WGCL.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's been a busy summer for senior Hoosier signal caller Nate Sudfeld. He has spent time at the Manning Passing Academy down in Louisiana, one of only 36 collegiate guys in the country invited there. He and his family visited Uganda during the spring break to help out with construction of an orphanage next week in Chicago. Nate will address the 2015 Big Ten kickoff luncheon. I talked with him Sunday as he, along with a number of Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers, helped out Andrew Luck with his Change the Play program for Riley Hospital for Children, Indiana University Health. Speech, Nate, how neat is that honor?
Very humbled and honored to get that opportunity. As I'm writing the speech, it's kind of difficult to try to make it all concise within a five-ish minute speech, but I'm excited about it, and I'm really looking forward to it. Again, it's just such an honor to represent not only IU, but the Big Ten Conference, which is, I think, the best conference in America. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not really going to talk about my injury, just because I might mention it, but everybody gets injured. But just, I don't know, just how much I appreciate playing in the Big Ten and my trip to Uganda.
I will never, ever change the play because it is a great program, but I might next year change the music. Outstanding young man, quarterback Nate Sudfeld. He'll do well. We'll get the impact of the women winning the World Cup and what it's meant to soccer. Amy Burberry joins us in studio for Time Out for Sports later tonight. That'll be preceded by a little phone conversation with Fred Glass behind the scenes on Time Out for Sport. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Cubs-Reds game 2 of their series. I'm Joe Smith.